Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. So we're bringing in our special guest we have on almost every week for the last, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years. Actually, I've lost count. Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com. Talk about some of the prospects that we've talked about with the guys in Ottawa and San Jose and Calgary. And Mark, thanks for coming on again. And you know, one of the guys that you know we talked about quite a bit in his draft year, who was drafted by Ottawa, and Thomas Chabot, was a guy that I think you know all three of us could we admit smart player, can move the puck really well. Mark, you and I both saw him at the under 18s, and you know I thought he was the best defenseman for Team Canada. What are your thoughts on what this kid could potentially do this season as he takes another step in his development?
Yeah, I saw him in the rookie tournament, and I was just in the queue last weekend checking out a few teams and prospects, obviously, for this year, and I saw him twice. He didn't get a point, but I thought he played really well. You know, it's amazing the different look of some of these kids. They get to them once they go through the whole draft process and through their camp with their NHL team, and another summer of you know, maybe training, getting a little bit bigger and stronger. He looks so poised, and just the confidence he had to him, you know, he was playing with on the weekend, you know, even compared to a year ago when I thought he looked great, but just a little bit extra confidence. He, you know, he can still gain that blue line all on his own with those feet. And, I just thought he looked like it was 3 years later instead of a year later when I watched him on the weekend. And I even commented to a couple of different guys about that, just how much more his game had matured in one short year. So I think they got a good one there. And, you know, there's no rush. He's got time to just get better and develop and bring his game up to the level to where he can step in and make a real impact.
Yeah, I really like this kid. He's a rangy defenseman. He's got long reach. He's got good speed, can play the point on the power play, good shot. I really do like him a lot.
Well, he was a player that when I noticed watching him play at the under-18s is that he made smart reads of when to jump into the play. You know, he didn't hesitate with the puck, did a really good job in puck, you know, retrieval, getting the puck, you know, looking where his options were, and wasn't afraid to, like, to hold it. And if he had to take the hit, he'd take the hit instead of throwing the puck away. And just that type of poise with the puck at a such a young age really sort of impressed upon me that this is a kid who, you know, may be able to take that next step. So I'm curious to see how he continues to play through the rest of the season. Mark, the next guy we want to ask you about also is an Ottawa Senators draft pick in Christian Yaros. And this is a guy that I'm intrigued with. I'm curious to get your thoughts on, you know, what his, you know, maybe his potential is and what you've seen so far, because this is a kid with a lot of potential as a defenseman.
Yeah, he's an interesting one. You know, one of our Euros guys really liked him a lot. And then, you know, he had a good World Junior, and I saw him a ton at the World Junior last year, which this is a kid that was passed over in his first eligible year. I thought he had a great showing in that World Junior. We actually ranked him, I think, in the 130s, somewhere around that area. His skating really improved last year. I think that was probably the biggest factor in why he, you know, went from an undrafted player the year before to drafted. He's, you know, got pretty solid mobility for a big guy. He'll jump into the rush now and then. And I think he looks the part when he does. He makes good decisions with it. It makes an impact when he jumps in there. You know, you get a right-handed shot as well. And just a smart player. I think he anticipates the play well. I really liked him through the neutral zone, you know, his gapping up and that sort of thing. So with a big kid, 6'3", 220, like I said, a right-handed shot to boot. You know, this is a player that I just noticed often last year in that World Junior, and there's a real upside there. I'm not sure if he has true offensive, if he's a true offensive D-man, you know, for the NHL, but he's not without some offensive talent, that's for sure.
Well, and I also like the fact that he will get physical, too, at that size, Shane. That's a real positive.
Yeah, you know, I took a look at his game. You know, obviously, you know, we were watching the World Juniors with Mark and the guys in Toronto, Montreal, and he was a guy who I thought that can make a nice first pass, but isn't a guy that you're expecting to lead anything or to break, you know, break out and push the game in a transition game, but a guy who can make a smart first pass and not have it bumble around and at least hit his forwards while they're skating. And is a guy who can, like you mentioned, Russ, can be physical and can really bang the body if he needs to and just be competitive. You know, if forwards are going to come into your area, into the slot and around the net, you got to at least lean on him and push him away and angle well and get your stick in there. And, you know, he has the frame at 6'3", 200 pounds. So, and he had 39 PIMs last year, just in 11 games when he was with the Swedish one in Asphaltman. So, you know, he's a guy who, as a fifth-round pick, you just sort of sit on and see how he develops and, you know, wait till he's 22, 23, and then maybe bring him over. So, intriguing player altogether. You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com, talking about some prospects that have been drafted over the last year. Mark, this player from the Calgary Flames, I thought was the best player as a prospect they had at camp, not only at the prospect tournament they had in Penticton, but at the preseason games, and that's Rasmus Andersson. And how impressed have you been with this kid's play, particularly over the last year?
Yeah, I liked him last year, and, you know, the thing that we kept on hearing was, you know, just he was slipping because he was a little bit heavy, not in the best of shape, and that it just kept, no matter who you talk to, it just kept coming up. So I would guess that's why he slipped. And we had our intern, Todd Cordell, up in Barrie, who basically went to every single Barrie game. And Todd literally drove me crazy talking about how much he loved Rasmus Andersson. Credit to him on watching them all year. But I actually talked to Todd Button a little while ago, and when I first saw him after the summer, and he told me that Rasmus had a really good camp, and you know, he might even have surprised a few people around the league that were, you know, there watching games. And, you know, he's got those fantastic offensive instincts. And, you know, at times he can try to do a little too much. But I think that there's some real upside there. I was actually, I was in Sarnia last night, and I was driving home, and I talked to an NHL scout that was in Barrie last night. Barrie played Flint, and they said Rasmus had a pretty rough game last night, but you know, that's going to happen with any player, so you can't read him to one game. But yeah, this is a player that worked hard. He apparently is in better shape now, and by all reports, I've just seen Barrie once, and he was okay in the game I saw, but he's playing fine, and he's got another full year ahead of him there, and plenty of time. Again, no rush for him to get to the promised land.
Yeah, I like his turning, Shane. I like the way he'll react quickly and get to the puck first in the corners. He's definitely a good skater, and he also knows how to get the puck out of the zone quickly. Has a fast release on his wrist shot. Like that fast release.
You know, I guess the thing surprised me at the prospect tournament as well is when, you know, he faced NHL forwards in the preseason. And yes, it was just a preseason, but you're playing against some American League guys too and some high end you know, prospects. I thought he had good timing in plugging his gaps and a pretty good sense of, you know, the speed and angles he had to take, you know, versus the rush, and had an active stick. And, you know, he also a guy that I thought away from the puck, obviously, you know, he broke to position pretty quickly and did a pretty good job of limiting options of, you know, getting a stick in the way and just being in the right side of the puck and have, you know, just trying to take away enough time and space where it makes the forward hesitate a little. So, you know, I think overall, from that standpoint, Mark, that's what sort of stood out for me. And do you always think there's a little bit of regression when a guy has a really good camp in the NHL and then comes back in a junior?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think some guys can come back, and sometimes I call it they have a little bit of NHL-itis, but it's not always the case. But, you know, he was fine in the game I saw. I've only seen Barrie once. There's not a whole lot for the draft for this year in Barrie, so I won't be seeing that team a ton, but I think the biggest compliment I can say for Rasmus in my viewings of him last year was he made a positive impact, you know, in just about every viewing I saw as far as helping his team. And he was one of the most impactful players on the ice if you look at, you know, both teams on the ice. Really good offensive player. I think some great instincts for when to jump in and how we could impact the team in an offensive way to put them on the scoreboard. So it'll be fun to watch him develop the rest of his game going forward here. And I think he's a guy that you'll see in Calgary down the road.
Well, Mark, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show and giving us some great insight on those prospects. And we look forward to talking to you next week.
No problem, guys. Have a good one.
That's Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more prospect talk right after these important messages.
HockeyProspect.com provides extensive NHL draft coverage. HockeyProspect.com acts like a 31st NHL team. They travel the globe, scouting prospects in all the major junior leagues and in international events. Their scouts produce scouting reports which are included in their annual NHL Draft Black Book publication. HockeyProspect.com is a widely respected source for independent scouting services and draft publications. Visit HockeyProspect.com today.